This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM, public radio. And I want to remind you again that we are here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, so we make a habit of joining us for some fine modern mainstream jazz. We're going to continue to highlight two master jazz baritone sax players tonight in this second hour, continuing from all the beautiful tracks we played in the first hour. We've got Pepper Adams back on baritone sax and Cecil Payne on baritone sax. We're going to alternate these two great artists and give you a sampling of some of their great recorded work. This is an album that was cut by Pepper Adams called Pepper Adams Plays Charlie Mingus. Now, Charlie Mingus was a well-noted bass player and composer and bandleader, and wrote some very striking and innovative creative compositions down through the years. This is Pepper Adams Quintet doing Charlie Mingus's composition Fables of Faubus. This quintet, along with Pepper on baritone sax, is comprised of Thad Jones on trumpet, Thad Jones's brother Hank Jones on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Danny Richmond on drums. Fables of Faubus. artist of the week, baritone sax man Pepper Adams, from his album Pepper Adams Plays Charlie Mingus. In other words, the whole CD is devoted to compositions by Charlie Mingus, and that particular track was called Fables of Favus, and had some very interesting trumpet work there by Thad Jones, along with the fine baritone sax work of Pepper Adams. Then I'll turn to our second highlight artist of the week. We're highlighting two masters of the baritone sax in the jazz idiom, and that's Cecil Payne and Duke Jordan. This is Cecil Payne's album that he cut with his soulmate from his young youth. They grew up together in Brooklyn. The album was properly entitled Brooklyn Brothers. And we've got Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Duke Jordan on piano, fine pianist, composer, Sam Jones on bass, Al Foster on drums. And this is a Cecil Payne composition called Cuba. Thank you. Tune written by one of our two highlight artists of the week, master baritone sax man Cecil Payne. That was a kind of a calypso type feel to a thing written by Cecil Payne called Cuba from an album called Brooklyn Brothers, co-titles the leadership on that particular CD. Cecil Payne and Duke Jordan. Duke Jordan on piano, and as I stated previously, the album was appropriately called Brooklyn Brothers because Cecil Payne and Duke Jordan grew up in Brooklyn together, went on to cut many fine albums together down through the years. Now we're going to turn to our second highlight artist of the week, the other master jazz baritone sax player that we're highlighting, and that's Pepper Adams. And this is another track from the Mode LP he cut called the Pepper Adams Quintet. And we played one track by off this LP in the previous hour that includes Stu Williamson on trumpet and two gentlemen out of Indianapolis, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, who were transplanted to California. This is a little swinger written by Pepper Adams called Musin'. Thank you. Adams, and that was from a West Coast item that was done by him on the Mode label. Oh, around circa 57, 58, a little thing called Musin', written by the baritone man Pepper Adams. It included Stu Williamson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano. Now we're going to turn back to our artist of the week, our co-artist of the week, Cecil Payne, our other master jazz baritone sax player that we're featuring tonight. And this is from Cecil's album, Patterns in Jazz. And this is a little thing written by Cecil Payne and pianist Duke Jordan, the Brooklyn Brothers, as they were known as. And this is called Man of Moods.
The
A Little Swinger by one of our highlight artists of the week, Cecil Payne, from his album Patterns of Jazz. And along with Cecil, we had a fine trumpet work there by Kenny Dorham, and Cecil Payne's Brooklyn brother, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Well, let's listen to the other featured artist, our master baritone sax player, Pepper Adams. And this is from his album, Critic's Choice, cut on a Pacific Jazz label. And this is a great ballad written by Swartz and Dietz called Alone Together.
Thank you.
Here's our spotlight artist, one of our two spotlight artists of the week, Pepper Adams on baritone sax, our other spotlight artist being baritone sax man Cecil Payne. We're highlighting these two master jazz baritone sax players tonight. And that was kind of the ballad artistry of Pepper Adams doing a great ballad, gone all down through the years in the Great American Songbook, Alone Together. And we had some fine, tasteful piano work there by Jimmy Rawls on piano. Okay, we're going to go now to our other highlight artist of the week, baritone sax man Cecil Payne. And this is from his album Stop and Listen to Cecil Payne, surrounded by an all-star aggregation that includes Clark Terry on trumpet, Benny Green on trombone, Duke Jordan on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. This is a little thing written by Cecil Payne called Born Again. Thank you. Slowdown Funky Blues, played by Cecil Payne and his ensemble from his album Stop and Listen to Cecil Payne, with Clark Terry on trumpet and Benny Green on trombone, Duke Jordan on piano. That was a beautiful slow blues. Okay, now we're going to do something under the title of Donald Byrd. It's from his album Off to the Races. And Pepper Adams, one of our highlight artists of the week, on baritone sax on this particular track. Donald Byrd and Pepper Adams co-led a group for quite some years and cut several albums together. This one happens to be under Donald Byrd's name, but Pepper Adams gets a full billing on the LP, and this is from an album called Off to the Races, and a little thing written by Donald Byrd called Down Tempo. Thank you. swinger called Down Tempo, written by the trumpet player on that track, Donald Byrd. That album was kind of co-led by Donald Byrd and one of our highlight artists of the week, Pepper Adams on baritone sax. And heard Wynton Kelly on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Well, time is flying, and time has come to close out the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And you hope you'll make a habit of joining us every Sunday night for a couple hours of mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the show with something by Donald Byrd again on trumpet, along with Pepper Adams on baritone sax, from an album they cut on the Bethlehem label called The Motor City Scene. Obviously, it was because most of the artists on this particular track were from the Motor City, Detroit. Pepper Adams on baritone, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Tommy Flanagan on piano were all from Detroit. So let's listen to their version of Labiscio.